Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Matthew is here. He is Mr. Purple Insider. Purple Insider is a must if you are paying even casual interest in the most discussed business in the state of Minnesota, the Minnesota Vikings. I see from some tweets, sir, that all the quarterbacks are at least out at practice today. Are you expecting in the next hour definitive word from Kevin O'Connell on who his starter will be Sunday, or might this be a bit vague and a little uncertain until the opening snap Sunday in Seattle?
I would be really surprised if he doesn't just name Max Brosmer the starter, because, I mean, if you're talking about J.J. McCarthy with all the struggles he's had coming off of an injury here and then not getting to practice for the entire week, it wouldn't make any sense to go out to Seattle and play a defense like this, which is one of the best defenses in the entire NFL. So considering just how much he's already been banged up, I don't think there is any chance there. I think the real question is, if Max Brosmer plays well, then what happens after that when they come home to play a much less talented Washington team? Like, would they stick with the quarterback who is executing the offense better, even if he's not supposed to be the future? Like, that could put them in a little bit of an interesting situation. But I think for this week, Desmond Ridder being signed to the practice squad kind of told us, like, they're going to go with Brosmer.
Okay, so a lot to react to. Let's go to the most juicy one. I'm not saying they beat the Seahawks under this scenario, but it is clear and convincing in my hypothetical, picking up on your hypothetical, that Brosmer, let's go with this, 20 for 34, two touchdowns, one interception, 212 yards, which would be immensely better than JJ throughout the season, and in particular last week. Then McCarthy's cleared. What do you think would happen under that scenario?
I mean, I think that, it should be an easy choice to continue to play Max Brosmer. I mean, this is not a charity. Like, they need to play as best they can on offense. They have way too many good players. And I know the playoffs are out of the mix, but, you know, Justin Jefferson is averaging, 50 yards a game with J.J. McCarthy? I mean, you need to play respectable football. And just in general, for someone like Kevin O'Connell, I know that in a theoretical world, it would be better for them if they lost every single game and got as much information about J.J. McCarthy. But do you want a 4-win or 5-win season on your record if you're Kevin O'Connell? Like, I don't think head coaches think that way. I think that they look at it as, we got to win this game this week, and who's going to give us the best chance to do that? Had Carson Wentz stayed healthy, things would have gotten very uncomfortable, I think, with the starting quarterback situation here over the last couple weeks. And I think that Brosmer could make it that way. And also, that would probably solidify what I think we already know, which is that, J.J. McCarthy's career is not over. This is one of the worst performances of the last decade for a quarterback through six starts. They're going into next year with someone else. I don't know who it is, but it's not just going to be J.J. McCarthy locked in. Even if he were to come back, and even if he were to play well in a couple of games here, it's gone so low with the lows this year that they would have to be thinking about a quarterback who is a veteran for next year anyway. So you might as well also find out what you have in Max Brosmer, because it's rare, but it's not unprecedented that you can find a quarterback sort of by surprise as an undrafted free agent. I mean, it's not quite the same situation as Kirk and RG3, but, you know, it kind of is, and there's some similarities there versus the one guy who's the great athlete and the other guy who's, you know, a little bit better in terms of execution. So, you know, that's going a little far ways down, considering that Seattle is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah,
I mean, I guess we need to get to step one first.
Okay, I'm with you. And I will say this. Before the news broke at about 1 o'clock on Monday, I made the point clearly that, yes, this has been a disaster for the kid. There's no other way to say it. You can cite 75 different modern analytical notes to back that up. But my point was, when it was Brosmer, again, this is before the concussion talk, I said you still have to find out about the guy. But, okay, let's give you the but. You're right. If Brosmer goes out there, and I need to see it, and he is productive and decisive and quick decision-making and not just waiting for the guy to be open, leading them open and looking like an adult with some polish, that, yes, you would have to follow that up because maybe you did stumble upon something. But I want to add this, and you were out there at minicamp every day, and I was out there at minicamp as many times as I won the Masters, but I paid close attention. He wasn't going up against the top defenses on a regular basis. He wasn't going against the top defenses in preseason. He hasn't played a regular season game yet. Yes, I watched him play all those games last year, and he is the best Gopher quarterback I've witnessed in 20-some years, outside of the moments that Morgan had in their great year, and who knows where Lindsey might lead him. But it is still a remarkable leap to go from undrafted to some good moments against bench players to all of a sudden facing one of the better defenses in the league on the road with maybe Darrisaw limited and Jackson out, and to think he's going to have this type of game in the scenario that we're having some fun with.
Right, yeah, correct. I mean, the chances that this happens are not particularly great, that he could be so good that you would be sold in order to say, okay, dude, you're starting next week, you're starting into the future here. I think the one you laid out where he's just decent and they have a respectable game is probably the hardest one, because they were not having respectable games with J.J. McCarthy.
Right.
But also, it's not going to be just clear and obvious to everyone that he should be the starter going forward for next week. It is an incredibly difficult task. That is true. And how do you even begin to talk about, like, the jump from playing in the third preseason game where, yeah, there were a couple sequences where Tennessee had some starters out there, but it wasn't exactly, you know, Javon Kearse and Keith Bullock or something that he was going up against.
No.
I mean, it was, you know, it was
Alvin Bethea from the Houston Oilers wasn't walking through that door, okay?
Exactly. So, you know, Blaine Bishop wasn't playing in that game. So you've got, a team that was probably playing a third preseason game and starters at about three-quarters speed at best, and they were not game planning or scheming or throwing deception or anything like that that Max Brosmer is about to see. And as you mentioned, the offensive line, at best, maybe they have their two guys on the left side, but I'm not too sure that they will, because of, I mean, with Darrisaw, I think, you know, not to be critical of him, because, you know, you want him to be 100% when he's out there, but it seems like at any point this year where he's not been 100%, he has taken himself out of games. And if that's the case, then you're talking about one of the worst left tackles that I've seen here in the last decade in Justin School, where it's just immediate losses over and over and over again. That's going to be hard to deal with. So I think that the best thing that they can do for him is kind of have the same game plan as last week, which is get the run going. It actually worked really well on the ground in the first half against the Packers. They're now in the top 10 in yards per carry, a modern miracle that a Kevin O'Connell team could be there. Then just try to get a handful of plays where he can just drop back, get an easy read, get the football out quickly. But if you get behind in the game, then this thing gets really tough. I mean, there's a reason that they're 11.5-point underdogs. Like, this is a very, very tall task.
By the way, the fact that they're in the top 10 in rushing per attempt begs the question, why weren't they rushing more? I want to come back with Matthew again. We're with Matthew Collar, Purple Insider, with us every Friday throughout the Purple Insider, and go back to one other nugget that he mentioned when he said, if J.J. McCarthy is back next year, what is that scenario where Mr. Purple Insider says, you know what, it went so bad that McCarthy is not here next year, because I'm not sure I see that scenario in any realistic way. Let's continue with Matthew in moments on CCO.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
To me, Friday's the perfect day to have Collar on, because almost all year we're a couple days away from a game, then the occasional Thursday game he's perfect to react to. Also, from a Purple Insider situation with Matthew Runs, you get the Friday mailbag. We're narrowing in on injuries. You get to review if you missed any stories during the week. So make sure Purple Insider is in the mix for you. The pricing is very affordable and all worth it. If you have even a curiosity, let alone you want to dive deep into it, because you certainly can dive deep with Matthew and Purple Insider. Let's eliminate this scenario that Max Brosmer comes in and just plays at a very, very high level, okay? Which, it'd be a great story, and I'm all here for every great story, okay? So let's eliminate that as a possibility. Tell me the other realistic scenario where KOC, after the season-ending injury and the stops and starts of this year, where J.J. McCarthy is not on the team next year at the start.
I mean, I don't think there's any scenario where he's not on the roster, but is there a scenario where he's not even in consideration to be playing? That, I think, is very realistic. And, I mean, that's what happened with Christian Ponder, right? He was still on the team in, 2013, basically did not play except for maybe some injury. It was just over. And that's what's happened right now to Indianapolis with Anthony Richardson, or with Trey Lance in San Francisco, where, yeah, they were still on the team. And eventually, you know, I think Richardson will end up somewhere else. And Trey Lance got, you know, traded. But that could happen next year, because we're probably talking about a quarterback competition. And if he finishes third in that quarterback competition, I mean, when you think about, like, where this team is at with Kevin O'Connell, you're going to be going into year 5, and they have not had a playoff win, and they've only been in the playoffs twice, what coach in the league just gets that much grace? Oh, you don't need to win playoff games. You just have a couple of fun regular seasons, and then we all pat you on the back, call you the quarterback whisperer. I mean, that's not how anything works in this league. So I think for O'Connell himself, there is such immense pressure. Plus, the amount that they spent on that roster was really not just for 2025, but also for 2026 as well.
Yeah.
Most of these guys are coming back, and they will have some space to add, I think, unless they go, you know, do something crazy at the quarterback position. So, you know, they're going to have a lot of pressure on them next year based on what happened here, which means best man has to win that quarterback competition no matter what.
Okay, let's talk Darnold, and let's talk Seattle. And you've studied this more than I, but I'm paying close attention. It looks from afar, it looks a lot like last year, where he's had a number of very good games, a number of impressive throws, but still one significant game, that game against the Rams recently, where he had the four turnovers, where if you want to worry about Sam turning into someone else, and maybe it's that highest of high-level competition that is there. So that's from afar. When you further examine it much closer, does it live up to the same, examination or introspection of Sam Darnold?
Yeah, so I think so. But, you know, it's also funny to me that I think Sam has put himself right squarely in the second tier of quarterbacks in the NFL that all have these good games or bad games. I mean, Jordan Love, my goodness.
Right.
He was fantastic yesterday.
Yes, he
and
was.
Yet two weeks ago, everyone's still, he's mid, he's not that good. It's like this goes up and down. Dak Prescott with the same thing. Justin Herbert, the same thing. He had the league of debatable quarterbacks on television shows, right? But, like, he has been absolutely fantastic in the bigger picture over the last 2 years. And what Seattle's really done for him is I think they've allowed him to play off the run much better than the Vikings did last year. I know, shocker, but they really commit to it. Kenneth Walker's a great running back. And then their play action game is phenomenal. And what he's doing with Jaxon Smith-Njigba is the thing that you dream maybe someday JJ could do, which is to throw him open and also to have no fear of putting the ball up in a space where he can go get it. Just knowing that the ball is in a spot where only he can get it. And I think what we've really seen come to fruition, though, with Darnold is everyone always knew his arm was absolutely amazing. But I think what he's really learned is the game, like how to pick apart defenses, how to take a check down when it's there. I do think he learned a lot over the last couple of years. But the one thing the Rams were able to do with him is mix up coverages, send really just four rushers at him a lot. They didn't send a lot of crazy blitzes, but they would do some sim pressures. And he tried to do too much at times. And I think that that's always been Sam Darnold's reputation. So if you can kind of get him into one of those games with Brian Flores where he's got to throw the ball, maybe it's close, and you can get him to turn it over or take big sacks, like that is still very much a part of who Sam Darnold is. So he hasn't suddenly turned into a perfect and flawless quarterback in Seattle, but I think that they've created an environment with that defense and that running game that doesn't always ask him to be great. And then when it does, he has been, except for that one game. Is that going to be predictive of what he is in the playoffs? I have no idea. I think the Rams are the best team in football, so it wasn't shocking to me that they didn't beat them. And, you know, I just feel bad for Sam Darnold. How many games does this guy have to play before every single
It's a really good point.
Right?
It's just I told you. I mean, if he has seven straight games, there's some people here in town who, you know, thought Sam walked on water, and now they're tweaking him a little bit, and you're like, okay. Because I think you nailed it. Let's just review her. It's Mahomes. It's Allen. It's Jackson. It's Stafford. It's Burrow, and I'm forgetting anybody else kind of in that first group, right? That's your upper echelon. And then I think he nailed it. There's like seven or eight other guys who week to week, I can't tell you who really is the best of that group. I'm inclined to think it's Herbert and Dak, but I watched some of those Sam Darnold games last year. And some of those Sam Darnold games, and we're talking, you know, the Friday afterwards, you're going, my God, where is he in the MVP race? Where is he among those quarterbacks? So, and if you're in that second group, Matthews, you know well, and you spend the money and you also have Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison, Christian Darrisaw, Brian O'Neill, Grenard, Van Ginkle, Cashman, that's when you should be really, really good. So for sure, when you're in the top, you want to get that guy. It's not easy to get. That guy can raise up a team a little bit higher, but I'm still not convinced. In fact, I'm more convinced than not convinced that Darnold absolutely is in that mix. And outside of the best, when they're playing the best, like the Rams, that he could hang with almost any team in the league.
I think so, too. And this was always – the weird thing about it is that this was always who he was supposed to be. Like, I understand when people say, hey, Brock Purdy just had kind of a one great year and he's really not that good. Well, that was a seventh-round draft pick and, you know, somebody who is not that physically gifted. So you would have deserved skepticism. Sam Darnold is built like a linebacker with an arm of gold. I mean, this is – and not only that, but a great athlete who can make plays out of structure. Like, he was – supposed to be a franchise quarterback, and it didn't happen right away because his team was dumb as hell and tried to start him at 20 years old when he had no supporting cast, then fired his coach. Then he goes to the worst organization after that he could go to in Carolina, who had him and Baker Mayfield and couldn't make any good, you know, quarterback play out of them. So, you know, I think environment does matter a lot. He's also grown, and man, how many quarterbacks through our history of watching football have grown, developed, gotten better. Our guy Rich Gannon, you know, is probably the all-time example of that.
Yeah, so, exactly.
I think Darnold is a really, really excellent quarterback. And had he maybe even played well in the playoff game that they lost, might have also been the Vikings quarterback still. But that is another story. So, I think it's a little unfair to him, but I also think that's what we've turned every discussion into. Like, Phillip Rivers and Matt Ryan would have had this in a past decade where
Without
everyone would have spent every day. Every bad game, they suck, they're terrible, they're not worth it, all that stuff. It's a little mind-numbing at times.
Thank you, my brother. Hope you had a fabulous Thanksgiving. Enjoy the game, and we'll talk next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, Chad.
Purple Insider. Get it. It's worth it. Try it. Trust me. You will enjoy it. Cheers and jeers. Yes, Rochelle is in. Then also remind you, we got dumber than we thought for 2 hours today. Carter is in for DeRusha. So Carter's in with me in the 2 o'clock hour. I'm in with him in the 3 o'clock hour. And oh, if you think we're done with Am I Wrong? Oh, no, 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 no. The typical Am I Wrong with Lindsey Brown. Let's just review. Gravy, overrated. Your thoughts? That's about it.
That's a lot of words you said there.
Yeah, that's maybe a few more words than you will use. Am I Wrong at 2:35.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.